The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Are you ready for the rapture? I hope you said yes. Today we're going to look at this upcoming historical event. And did you know that there are at least five different views of the rapture? There will be a short description of each, and we'll let you know where we stand. By the way, this is Grace in Focus. Thank you for joining us today. This is a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Our website is faithalone.org. We'd love you to subscribe to our free magazine. It comes out six times per year, published bi-monthly. Beautiful magazine with free Grace articles. We want you to have it in your home. It is free, all except if you live outside of the 48 contiguous United States, you do have to pay the postage. Otherwise, it is free, and we want you to have it. Get signed up for it today at faithalone.org. Now with our discussion about the rapture, here's Bob Wilkin along with Philippe Sterling.
We're discussing eschatology, which is a course you're going to be teaching this coming semester in the Grace Evangelical Society.
Yes, the doctrine of things to come. Of end things, or we might say the end.
Fine in French, is that how you say it?
Fini, yes. Fini. Le fin. The end.
I thought Le fin is the faith. Oh, that's in Spanish. Well, today we're going to discuss the issue of the rapture. Now, we overviewed the rapture a little bit in the last one. But it turns out, based on what you're saying, that there are quite a few different views of the rapture. I mean, some people don't believe there's going to be a rapture, but of those who believe there's a rapture, there's five
at least five distinct views that we can, over the last decades, that have. Because there's the three main views, normally, you know, what's called a pre-tribulational rapture, that before the judgments of Revelation 6 through 19, you know, the church is taken up and to be with Christ.
No. Okay, so that's what the rapture, just to review for those who missed the last show, the rapture is all church-age believers will be caught up, living, will be caught up and meet the Lord in the end. Well, and also all dead church-age believers.
Will be resurrected. In fact, they will be preceding slightly, you know, those of us who are still alive, if that happens in our generation.
You know the big joke on that where it says the dead in Christ shall rise first? A lot of people say that's the Baptist. You know, I've been a former Baptist, so I can joke on my... But other people would say, no, that's this other group or that group. But no, those who have already died, they go first, then we who are alive are caught up.
Yeah, and we meet them together in the air to be with the Lord.
Okay, yeah. And one view is that occurs before the seven-year tribulation
Right,
period.
That's the end of the church age, you know, basically. It occurs before the tribulation and the great tribulation, as Jesus talked about it in Matthew.
So the first 3.5 years are the tribulation, and the last 3.5 are the great tribulation.
Yes, Jesus who said the first 3.5 are the beginning of sorrows, and then the great tribulation after the abomination of desolation.
You know, okay, what's that? That's when the man of sin or the...
The beast. You know, and the false prophet, the beast of the earth, sets up an image and defiles the tribulational era temple that's been rebuilt and sets himself up as God. In the tribulation temple.
Right. You know, okay. So that'll occur at the midpoint, and then the second half is called the Great Tribulation, so that the judgments will be worse in the last 3.5 years.
Yes, but primarily the bowl judgments and perhaps some of the trumpet judgments, too, that occur. They're all being the wrath of the Lamb.
Right.
As he unleashes his wrath, his judgments, basically temple judgments, upon the nations of the earth.
Okay, so first option on the rapture is called the pre-trib rapture.
Yes.
But there are other views.
Yeah, there's a view that's called the mid-trib view.
Now, and the mid-trib, I assume, says that the rapture is going to occur about the time of the abomination of desolation,
right.
at the end of 3.5 years?
Right, before the judgments of the second period of the 3.5 years.
So church-age believers would then go through some pretty bad times, but not as bad as the second half.
Yes, exactly. And then the third view is the post-tribulation view.
Okay, the post-tribulation means it's after all 7 years?
Yeah, after all 7 years. So believers of the church age will go through the 7 years, and many of them be among those who are martyred, you know, during that tribulation period.
All right.
And then a fourth view is the partial rapture view.
Okay, now I've read about this and heard about this. So does it mean then that like an arm goes up or a leg goes up, but you don't get your whole body isn't raptured, just part of you goes? No, that's not what it means. What is a partial rapture?
Well, it views generally the rapture more as a reward matter, you know, we might say. So at the beginning of the tribulation period, those who have been faithful to the Lord are perhaps taken up.
The overcomers.
Overcomers. But the unfaithful believers are left to go through the judgments of the tribulation period. But in that period of time, there may be some who become faithful and everything. And then as they become faithful, then they're raptured. So you might have multiple, actually, raptures through the tribulation period.
So in this view, we're looking at the body of Christ corporately, the church, and we're saying the whole body doesn't go up at once.
Yes.
Instead, my joke about the arm or the leg is kind of true. You could have some of the body of Christ, some believers are going up at the time before the tribulation, but then others are going up at different times during the tribulation. And some, I assume, would go through the whole 7 years.
Yes.
Okay, now that's not a real encouraging view, but okay.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
Now, that's not a real encouraging view, but okay, is there another?
There's another one called a pre-wrath view.
I've read this view too, and pre-wrath, I thought the whole 7 years is wrath.
Yes, but the final bowl judgments are especially wrathful. So this is a view that was developed, I think, by Marvin Rosenthal, like in 1990, thereabouts. But he says again that the church will go through the tribulation, but the final phase of it, where practically the whole earth is entirely destroyed, the final bowl judgments, you know, the 100-pound hail and all of that, that believers all removed just prior to that.
Come back again. 100-pound hail? What's 100-pound hail?
Well,
does the book of Revelation say that at the very end there's going to be hail that weighs a single hail ball will be 100 pounds?
A massive earthquake where every mountain and every valley, everything is leveled, all the cities of the earth, including then this massive hail. But of course, that follows through what happened in the judgments of Egypt, you know, during the 10 plagues. You know, one of them was concerning a massive storm and hail that destroyed all the crops. And so some of the judgments of the tribulation period mirror some of the judgments that occurred with Egypt and the redemption of Israel out of Egypt.
Wow, that is bad. We don't want 100-pound hailstones and we don't want all these judgments. But so some people say that this will be a pre-wrath rapture. And I've talked to people who hold this view, and often they're adamant.
Yes. In fact, I've had people who had gone to Dallas Seminary.
Yes,
me too. One of them actually came to meet with me to try to convince me of the view and really adamant in saying that we were being unfaithful by not preparing people, you know, to go through the tribulation.
Now, I want to take a moment real quick here and say, I've had that same experience with Dallas Seminary graduates, and I find they become evangelists for the pre-wrath position rather than evangelists for the free gift of everlasting life. Let me say to each of you who are listening, eschatology is very important. The idea of the rapture is very important. This is very edifying teaching. But having said that, we evangelize people about the free gift of eternal life, John 3:16, John 5:24. We don't evangelize people about the rapture. We can talk to people about the rapture, sure, but if it's an unbeliever, our purpose in talking to them about the rapture is to get them to believe in the free gift of eternal life, right, Philippe?
Oh, yes. It's a comforting hope, you know, that we have in the rapture, but we can talk about it, but it comes back to, you know, just we want to prepare people for to be with the Lord forever,
right,
the everlasting life. That's our primary mission, and not to prepare people to prepare for the tribulation and to have a bunker, you know, which,
right,
and provisions and all of that.
And yeah, that's right. And the other thing I would say is, if we're dealing with believers, let's say I'm talking to someone who knows they have eternal life, they believe the promise of life, my first concern is not they believe my view of the rapture. My first concern is they're prepared for the judgment seat of Christ.
Right.
They
yes.
know we're going to be judged, and they know that if we're faithful, we'll rule and reign with him, and that we should long for him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. We should long for his approval. That's our first concern, right? Not that they adopt our view of the rapture.
Right, well, our first concern, of course, is the message of life. The second is the whole matter of rewards, you know,
right,
to be prepared for the judgment seat of Christ and that to be an overcomer and to rule with him.
Okay, so we got five basic views of the rapture. Are there any others after the pre-wrath? Is that the last one?
Well, people are quite imaginative. I imagine we could go out there and find some modification of these various views, because each view might be its slight modifications among the
right.
adherents. You know?
But now there's yeah. also a sixth view, which is no rapture, right?
Yes.
And there are people like people we call preterists that believe, if they're a full preterist, they believe the whole book of Revelation has already been fulfilled. Is that right?
Yes, that was all a pre, of the 70 AD judgment of Israel. Everything has been fulfilled, and all the only thing that has yet to be is just the coming of Christ to bring about a new heaven and a new earth. But there's no rapture as we've come, you know, to
right.
understand.
And a lot of people who believe in amillennialism, mm-hmm. there's no millennium, mm-hmm. we'll talk about this more later, or they believe in postmillennialism, they don't believe in a rapture either, do they?
Right. Because postmillennialists will be saying that, you know, we are in a kingdom period, but we're just making it more and more perfected until we've brought it to the point where Christ can come and take it and go with it.
It's hard to look at the trajectory of our planet in the last 50 years and say things are getting holier and holier mm-hmm. and better and better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was born in 52 and I was in high school between 66 and 70. And I thought things were pretty wild and loose and immoral when I was in college between 70 and 74. Today, things are so much yes. worse and so much more immoral. So I don't think the post-millennial mm-hmm. position seems to be bearing out. But so I appreciate your discussion of the five views of the rapture. And we'll go on to talk about some more key elements in eschatology. Thanks, Philippe. And
let's keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, what are hell and the lake of fire like? Please join us. And in the meantime, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.